This is Fresh Air. Lana Del Rey is a singer and songwriter who, over the last decade, has released a string of recordings that have expanded our idea of what Los Angeles pop music sounds like. She's just released her first album in over 2 years. It's called Norman Rockwell, with an exuberant obscenity inserted between those two names. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the music on this album is some of the strongest of the year.
I like to see everything in neon. Drink lime green, stay up till dawn. Maybe the way that I'm living is killing me. I like to light up the stage with a song. Do to keep me turned on. But one day I woke up like maybe I'll do it differently. So I moved to California, but it's just a state of mind.
Lana Del Rey is guided by what the art critic Peter Plagans has called the Sunshine Muse, that bright clarity of California light that also illuminates darker impulses and bleak thoughts. The singer and songwriter's new album is a series of earthquakes and aftershocks, rendered with supreme confidence and a steely assurance.
I was reading some errands and I got to thinking that I thought maybe I'd get less stressed if I was tested less, like all of these debutantes smiling for miles in pink dresses and high heels and white yachts. But I'm not, baby, I'm not. No, I'm not. That I'm not. I've been tearing around in my f***ing nightgown 24/7 Sylvia Plath, writing in blood on my walls, cause the ink in my pen don't work in my notepad.
Del Rey constantly contrasts her tone of voice with the words she chooses. She creates drama by speaking bluntly through a hypnotic croon. She uses the F word a lot. Much harsher than her vocabulary, however, are her assessments of the men around her, many of them self-absorbed boobs who misunderstand or underestimate her.
You took my sadness out of context at the Mariner's apartment complex. I ain't no candle in the wind. I'm the board, the lightning, the thunder, kind of girl who's gonna make you wonder who you are and who you've been. And who I've been is with you on these beaches. Your Venice bitch, your diehard, your weakness. Maybe I could save you from your sins. So kiss the sky and whisper to Jesus, my, my, my. You found this, you need this. Take a deep breath, baby, let me in.
That's Mariner's Apartment Complex. Norman Effing Rockwell is an album of 14 songs spread over more than an hour. Songs regularly exceed 4 or 5 minutes. One goes on for more than 9, and Del Rey needs every second of them. She needs to set scenes, to make small jokes, and to frame her observations about the various ways we sabotage ourselves and other people. The album was produced by Jack Antonoff, who in recent years has worked with women including Taylor Swift, Pink, and St. Vincent. With Del Rey, Antonoff seems to think it best to step back and set off her vocals with piano and acoustic guitar. A few times, the two of them attempt something more grand, and the gamble pays off in the gleaming beauty of a song called The Greatest.
I miss Long Beach and I miss you, babe. I miss dancing with you the most of all. I miss the bar where the beach boys would go. Dennis's last stop before Kokomo. Those nights were on fire, we couldn't get higher. We didn't know that we had it all. But nobody wants you before the fall.
Lana Lana Del Rey is very consciously a California artist, dotting these songs with references to appropriate LA musicians and visual artists. You get the feeling her sensibility has been shaped by riding in the car, listening to the brightness of the Beach Boys during the day, and then holing up in bed at night, reading, perhaps, about the doomed families in Ross McDonald's Santa Barbara detective stories. There are songs in which Del Rey wants you to envision her, unable to sleep, climbing into her truck to zoom down through Laurel Canyon, making a right on Sunset Boulevard, heading off to Santa Monica and Venice Beach, feeling a chill of melancholy.
My baby is today in the sun underneath my architecture. To the houses that I hold, and smoking on them cigarettes. My baby is today in the sun underneath my architecture. He was cool as hell. And we were so obsessed with writing the next best American record.
One of the ultimate LA writers, Eve Babbitts, made this observation in her 1974 book, Slow Days, Fast Company. Quote, "You can't write a story about LA that doesn't turn around in the middle or get lost." Indeed, many of Lana Del Rey's songs on this album take the same hairpin turns that Brad Pitt does driving down the canyon in Quentin Tarantino's recent Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. The difference is, with Lana Del Rey at the wheel, you're never afraid you'll get lost or crack up.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed the new album by Lana Del Rey.